This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump cast his vote Saturday in Florida, ahead of another busy day with three campaign rallies as he works to close the gap with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. At a rally in North Carolina, President Trump said a Joe Biden victory would break the momentum for COVID-19 vaccines.
If Joe Biden and his Democrat socialists gain power, they will delay the vaccine, which is happening. I mean, we got them. They're coming real soon.
At a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, Joe Biden said if elected, his focus will be on shutting down the coronavirus, not the economy.
An independent analysis by Moody's, a Wall Street firm, looked at my plan and his plan in detail. This is Moody's. And they said my plan will create 18.6 million jobs in the next 4 years. That's 7 million more jobs and $1 trillion more in growth than the president's plan.
The Biden campaign deployed a key surrogate Saturday, former President Barack Obama, who spoke in Miami. Afghan security forces say they have killed Abu Musan Amasri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Amasri has been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Officials in Cameroon say gunmen stormed a school in the country on Saturday and opened fire, killing at least six children and wounding about eight more in a region where separatist insurgents operate. Some children were injured jumping from a second-story window. It was unclear if the attack was linked to an ongoing struggle between the army and groups seeking to form a breakaway state in the English-speaking West. From Washington, you're listening.